Departmental Plan 2024 to 2025. Table of Contents. Canadian Transportation Agency's 2024 to 2025 Departmental Plan at a glance. A summary of the Departmental Plan 2024 to 2025 is available. Canadian Transportation Agency's 2024 to 2025 Departmental Plan at a glance. Message from the Chair and Chief Executive Officer. Last year was a period of transformation and renewal at the Canadian Transportation Agency, CTA, highlighted by the successful launch of the Complaints Resolution Office for Air Travel Complaints, as well as the new funding and legislative authorities provided by Parliament. In the year ahead, the Canadian Transportation Agency will continue to implement and scale these changes while advancing priorities within our three core mandate areas of supporting an efficient national transportation system, providing consumer protection for air passengers, and protecting the right of persons with disabilities to accessible transportation. With respect to its responsibility to support an efficient national transportation system, and across all the transportation modes within its jurisdiction, the Canadian Transportation Agency will continue its dual role of providing regulatory determinations and dispute resolution services. In the rail sector, it will review its processes to improve the timeliness and efficiency of how its decisions are made for cases, such as applications for the approval of rail construction and for the various disputes that it is asked to adjudicate. A review of the railway interswitching regulations will be launched in 2024, while the 18-month pilot on extended interswitching in the Prairies continues to be implemented. The Canadian Transportation Agency will continue to monitor freight rail demand and service levels, and will work to ensure the timely resolution of level of service complaints. The recent amendments to the Canada Transportation Act, the Act, passed on June 22, 2023, mark the beginning of a new era in consumer protection and operational efficiency for the resolution of air travel complaints. The authorities provided to the CTA by Parliament allowed it to launch the Complaints Resolution Office with a new complaints resolution process on September 30, 2023. The revamped process was designed to be more straightforward, rapid, and cost-effective. With clearly established timelines, and a greater ability to benefit from automation, it will also be able to harness the benefits of data analytics over time to optimize complaint processing capacity. Over the coming year, the Canadian Transportation Agency will continue to implement iterative improvements to this new process, including the use of systems and technology, to both scale the output and achieve greater efficiencies. The recent legislative amendments were also meant to clarify, simplify and strengthen air passenger protections by requiring compensation for all flight disruptions except in the case of exceptional circumstances, to be established in regulations by the Canadian Transportation Agency. To that end, a first phase of consultations on proposed modifications to the Air Passenger Protection Regulations, APPR, was conducted in the summer 2023, and in the year ahead, the regulatory process will be continued. The legislative amendments also provide for the cost recovery from airlines for the processing of eligible passenger complaints, which the Canadian Transportation Agency will consult on and implement in the coming year. The combination of these three initiatives and the additional funding received places the Canadian Transportation Agency in a significantly improved position to deliver on its air passenger protection responsibilities. A continuing priority for the year ahead will be its current backlog of air travel complaints. The Canadian Transportation Agency is committed to improving the accessibility of the transportation system using all the tools it has to achieve results for people with disability. For example, significant issues with respect to the safe transportation of mobility aids have been observed that require continued focused attention on the part of the Canadian Transportation Agency. Over the past year, the CTA emphasized the importance of training airline and airport staff in assisting persons with disabilities, prioritized the resolution of mobility aid-related complaints, and proactively investigated all incidents it observed related to the mishandling of these devices. This will continue to be an area of focus in the coming year. Last year, the Auditor General's report on accessibility recommended that the Canadian Transportation Agency enhance the compliance monitoring of transportation service providers subject to the Accessible Transportation for Persons with Disabilities Regulations, ATPDR, a recommendation which will be implemented over the coming year, while also reflecting on how best to ensure accessibility with smaller transportation service providers not covered by the ATPDR. As the Canadian Transportation Agency navigates these transformative times, I am grateful to be able to count on a highly professional staff of public servants and appointed members, without whom this period of change and renewal would not have been possible. Developing an organizational culture of continuous improvement and innovation to drive the best results for Canadians is a shared objective, and I strongly believe that Canadians will continue to be well served by the integrity and dedication of the team at the Canadian Transportation Agency. France Paget, Chair and CEO of the Canadian Transportation Agency, plans to deliver on core responsibilities and internal services. Core responsibilities and internal services. Independent regulatory and dispute resolution services for transportation providers and users. Internal services. Independent regulatory and dispute resolution services for transportation providers and users. In this section. Description. Quality of life impact. Results and targets. Plans to achieve results. Key risks. Snapshot of planned resources in 2024-25. Program inventory. Summary of changes to reporting framework since last year. Description. Set and enforce economic, accessibility, and air passenger protection rules for the national transportation system. Resolve disputes between transportation service providers and users through facilitation, mediation, arbitration, and adjudication. And provide information to stakeholders and Canadians in general on the transportation system and their transportation-related rights and responsibilities. Quality of life impact. Domain, prosperity. Indicator, GDP per capita. Domain, society. Indicator, accessible environments. Domain, good governance. Indicator, confidence in institutions. Results and targets. The following table show, for each departmental result related to independent regulatory and dispute resolution services for transportation providers and users, the indicators, the results from the three most recently reported fiscal years, the targets and target dates approved for 2024-25. Table 1, Indicators, Results and Targets for Departmental Result. Indicator 2020-21 Result. 2021-22 Result. 2022-23 Result. Target. Date to Achieve. 1A. Transportation Fluidity Index. Not available. Not available. Not available. Obtain Baseline Information Note. TBD. 1B. Percentage of regulatory authorities issued and determination cases resolved within service standards. 93%. 94%. 95%. 85%. Achieved. 1C. Percentage of disputes resolved within service standards. 49%. 26%. 48%. 80%. TBD. 2A. Number of air travel accessibility complaints received per 100 flights. Not available. Not available. Not available. Obtain baseline information. TBD. 2B. Percentage of accessibility disputes resolved within service standards. 82%. 75%. 91%. 80%. Achieved. 3A. Number of air travel consumer complaints received per 100 flights. Not available. Not available. Not available. Obtain baseline information. TBD. 3B. Percentage of air consumer protection disputes resolved within service standards. 33%. 28%. 28%. 85%. TBD. The CTA has recently implemented these new performance indicators and will collect and report on the baseline data in the departmental results report for 2024-25. The financial, human resources and performance information for Canadian Transportation Agency's program inventory is available on GC Infobase. Plans to achieve results. The Canadian Transportation Agency will continue its dual role in providing regulatory determinations and dispute resolution for the federal railway industry and related stakeholders. This includes a continued focus on effective monitoring and enforcement of rail provisions, the timely delivery of determinations, and the timely and effective resolution of formal and informal complaints. In the upcoming year, the Canadian Transportation Agency will initiate a review of the railway interswitching regulations as mandated by legislation. This review is essential for maintaining efficient and competitive rail services. Additionally, the Canadian Transportation Agency will continue to support the extended interswitching pilot project for the Prairie Provinces, including the determination of annual interswitching rates. The Canadian Transportation Agency has conducted a preliminary review of its approach to Indigenous consultation and engagement, specifically focusing on how it applies to rail line construction approvals under Section 98 of the Canada Transportation Act, the Act. Over the coming year, the Canadian Transportation Agency anticipates consulting with Indigenous groups and stakeholders on the approach and once finalized will update its procedures and guides. The Canadian Transportation Agency will continue the process of revising the air passenger protection regime and address the Canadian Transportation Agency's current backlog of complaints in this area. A key outcome for the year will be revised air passenger protection regulations that will clarify, simplify and strengthen elements of the existing regulations. The Canadian Transportation Agency will also continue the transformation of the air travel complaints resolution process that began on September 30, 2023, with the launch of the Canadian Transportation Agency's new Complaints Resolution Office. The new process is designed to be faster and more cost-effective, with the application of data analytics and artificial intelligence to enhance decision-making and service efficiency. 2024-25 will see the new process continue to mature and improve as the Canadian Transportation Agency begins to scale its capacity and continues to refine and implement additional efficiencies. Improved and continued horizontal collaboration across Canadian Transportation Agency business lines and use of data science will also enhance its capacity to use complaints data to inform compliance activities, allowing for more proactive enforcement. This year, as a result of amendments to the Act, the Canadian Transportation Agency will be implementing cost recovery from airlines for processing eligible air travel complaints. With respect to accessible transportation, in the coming year, the CTA will focus on improving the air transportation experience for users of wheelchairs and other mobility aids. Through the use of its regulations, guidelines and compliance activities, the CTA will seek to contribute to ways of ensuring that transportation service providers are providing appropriate and respectful services to passengers requiring mobility aids that will ultimately allow them to reach their destination with their mobility aids delivered on time and intact. The Canadian Transportation Agency will also continue its ongoing engagement regarding the expansion of the scope of the application of the Accessible Transportation for Persons with Disabilities Regulations, ATPDR, to small transportation service providers. The 2023 Auditor General's Report on Accessibility recommended that the Canadian Transportation Agency enhance the compliance monitoring of transportation service providers subject to the Accessible Transportation for Persons with Disabilities Regulations, ATPDR, a recommendation which the Canadian Transportation Agency will implement over the coming year. Additionally, the Canadian Transportation Agency intends to continue its implementation of the Accessible Transportation Planning and Reporting Regulations, ATPRR, which set out the planning and reporting requirements for transportation service providers, TSPs, to identify and remove barriers and prevent new barriers. As a result of these regulations, TSPs are now mandated to publish and periodically update their accessibility plans, in consultation with persons with disabilities, with requirements varying based on the size of the teaspoon. To support a more inclusive and barrier-free transportation environment, the Canadian Transportation Agency will focus on the monitoring and enforcement of the ATPRR requirements, and will develop tools and supports to help increase the overall quality of accessibility plans. Furthermore, the Canadian Transportation Agency will continue its efforts to ensure that its workforce reflects the full diversity of Canadian society. It will provide its staff with a welcoming workplace and stimulating work experience. In particular, the Canadian Transportation Agency will leverage its recent move to a new, fully accessible building to become a hybrid workplace of choice in the National Capital Region post-pandemic. Key risks. Table 2. Key risks. Risks. Risk response strategy. Links to departments programs. Link to departmental priorities. Unpredictability of air travel complaint volumes. Description. In recent years, the Canadian Transportation Agency has experienced a significant and continuous increase in air travel complaints, with peaks in the volume of complaints during major, widespread disruptions, for example due to unexpected passenger volumes, winter storms, IT network outages. Although the Canadian Transportation Agency has been provided with additional funding to deal with more air travel complaints, the volume of incoming complaints is difficult to predict and makes planning for case processing wait times and then providing accurate information to the public a challenge. The Canadian Transportation Agency will continue to invest in its systems, data and analysis to increase its ability to make complaint volumes predictions. The Canadian Transportation Agency will continue to transparently and proactively provide information about the number of complaints it receives and processes when available so that the public has the most accurate and up-to-date information. The Canadian Transportation Agency will use all of its tools to try and reduce the number of complaints requiring its intervention. This includes, for example, providing simpler and clearer information to passengers and airlines so that there can be informed discussions on passenger entitlements. Dispute resolution. Resolve the backlog. Implementation of legislative and regulatory changes. Description. The updates to the Act require the Canadian Transportation Agency to revise significant aspects of its activities, implement new measures, modify services, regulations, and its internal systems, all in a short period of time. New staff must be hired and trained. Coordination and collaboration with external stakeholders is required, as well as communications with transportation system users and the public in general. Implementation of changes must be executed efficiently, without compromising ongoing operations. Following the successful launch of the Complaints Resolution Office in 2023-24, and the successful implementation of extended interswitching, the Canadian Transportation Agency will continue to improve the efficiency of its new air travel complaints resolution process, including by engaging proactively with airlines. The Canadian Transportation Agency will methodically roll out air passenger protection regulations, APPR, and cost recovery documentation and supporting material to allow for effective implementation and to ensure that stakeholders understand the new requirements. The Canadian Transportation Agency will engage stakeholders through various means, including written submissions, public opinion research, and video conference consultations. The Canadian Transportation Agency will continue to proactively staff key positions necessary for effective implementation, within budget constraints. As changes are implemented and scaled, the Canadian Transportation Agency will perform regular monitoring to ensure it is maximizing the benefits of new processes and quickly addressing issues identified. All programs. Resolve the backlog. Enhance stakeholder engagement. Cultivate a culture of continuous improvement. Build a diverse and resilient organization. Snapshot of planned resources in 2024-25. Planned spending, $56,259,387. Planned human resources, 443. Gender-based analysis plus. The Canadian Transportation Agency has included gender-based analysis plus, GBA plus in the mandatory training curriculum for all staff to ensure they Canadian Transportation Agency continues to advance gender equality and build policies, programs and services that respect GBA plus values. Human resources. Given that the Canadian Transportation Agency is a small organization, the Canadian Transportation Agency currently has no resources solely dedicated to GBA plus. However, GBA plus is prioritized and where required, internal resources are assigned to conduct GBA plus analyses, mostly in the context of workforce and workplace services, and contributions to Treasury Board submissions and memoranda to Cabinet of other government departments. Plan initiatives. In 2023-24, GBA plus will also continue to be applied and monitored in the context of cost-benefit analyses within the Treasury Board submissions process. Reporting capacity and data. Data related to employment equity, diversity and inclusion will continue to be collected and tracked. United Nations 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development and the UN Sustainable Development Goals. As part of our ongoing commitment to sustainable development, the Canadian Transportation Agency is dedicated to contributing to the Government of Canada's Sustainable Development Goals and Targets. The Canadian Transportation Agency efforts are described in the Canadian Transportation Agency S-2023-27 Departmental Sustainable Development Strategy, DSDS, directly support three key goals of the 2022-2026 Federal Sustainable Development Strategy, FSDS. 1. Goal 10, Reconciliation and Inequality Reduction. Canadian Transportation Agency focuses on advancing reconciliation with Indigenous peoples and taking action to reduce inequality. 2. Goal 12, Sustainable Transportation and Waste Reduction. Canadian Transportation Agency aims to reduce waste and transition to zero-emission vehicles. 3. Goal 13, Climate Change Action. Canadian Transportation Agency is committed to taking action on climate change and addressing its impact. In alignment with the United Nations Decade of Action, the Canadian Transportation Agency strives to integrate these goals across its strategic policies and activities, mobilizing all sectors of society to develop sustainable solutions to global challenges and achieve the Sustainable Development Goals, SDGs, by 2030. Canadian Transportation Agency S Departmental Actions Supporting the Sustainable Development Strategy. Goal 10 Actions. Indigenous Consultation Compliance. Once the Canadian Transportation Agency becomes aware that potential Canadian Transportation Agency decisions may trigger the Crown's duty to consult, the Canadian Transportation Agency ensures this duty is fulfilled consistent with the law, the honor of the Crown, the United Nations Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples,